Once again, we bring you the romance of Helen Trent, who sets out to prove to herself what so many long to prove, that because a woman is 35 or more, romance and life need not be over. That romance can live at 35 and after. This beautiful afternoon finds Helen in Central Park enjoying the sight of the snow-draped trees and listening to the laughter of children playing. She strikes up a conversation with a passerby, but declines his invitation to meet him for dinner. The world is full of Christmas joy for Helen.
I think that's great. Will you do the second one, and then I'll play the whole thing back afterwards?
Sure. And now, CBS Radio brings you Ma Perkins. Ma's daughter Faye is going to marry Carl Michaels. On Friday, Carl went back to Chicago. But no sooner had Carl left town than Dr. Andrew appeared at Faye's flat with a beautiful bouquet of roses. She was so surprised that she let him in. Faye was accustomed to gentlemen callers, and Dr. Andrew had been one of her regulars before she decided to retire from the business and marry Carl. Once again, we bring you the romance of Helen Trent, who sets out to prove to herself what so many women long to prove, that because a woman is 35 or more, romance and life need not be over. That romance can live at 35 and after. This beautiful afternoon finds Helen in Central Park enjoying the sight of the snow-draped trees and listening to the laughter of playing children. She strikes up a conversation with a passerby, but declines his invitation to meet him for dinner. The world is full of Christmas joy for Helen.